SBS Radio.
Matthew Karakalakis, welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you so much, Bertrand. It's a pleasure to be here. I think this is our episode 16. Today we're speaking about dispute resolution and settlement agreements. First of all, I would like to give our acknowledgement to the traditional owners of the land in which we are in today and pay our respects to our Indigenous elders past, present and future.
Now, how would litigation be viewed generally?
Really, it's important, I think, to view litigation as a final resort. So I think litigation should only be commenced after all other mechanisms have actually been tried, tested and exhausted. So if there's a dispute situation, if parties can resolve that dispute without going to court, I think that's the best in most occasions, because going to court can be a very stressful and time-consuming process, but it can be a very useful process, and I think we have one of the best legal systems in the world. So as that last resort, very, very useful.
And are there any specific steps that need to be taken before, seeking action through courts?
Absolutely. So there's some practical steps as well as some legal steps. So under the Civil Procedure Act, there's requirements to have obtained all of the dispute resolution necessary as set out in the Act before even going into the court process. But it's also important to understand what steps you've taken to try and resolve the dispute, understand whether those steps are genuine, and also to see if you can actually resolve the dispute before going into the courtroom. Because sometimes people can make a mistake by being very hot-tempered, heated, and escalate the dispute through the court. And sometimes that can mean that things get a lot more stressful, drawn out, and expensive than what they otherwise could have been if that dispute could have been resolved through a proper process without even having to enter the court realm.
Yeah, but when it comes to these legal matters and considering court cases, there is the Achilles heel for everyone. It's the expense. And are there any court cases that, are all court cases always expensive?
Look, they don't always have to be expensive. One of the most difficult things I have in my job as a litigation solicitor, because I do a fair bit of, commercial work for Indigenous businesses, and luckily those sort of matters are more in the setting up of business type situations as opposed to going to court. But I do a fair bit of litigation work as well. And one of the most difficult questions I get asked very frequently is, how much will my case cost? And the truth is, I can never say, and no lawyer can really say for sure, how much the case is going to cost, because you don't know whether the case is going to settle straight away, whether it's going to be a drawn-out process. But that said, I think it's important to remember that overall, litigation can become a very costly exercise. Remember, we are in an adversarial system, and so there's a substantial amount of legal work in terms of correspondence, negotiating outcomes, discovery, evidence, and all of this can be very time-consuming and very expensive. And that's one of the reasons why I was saying if parties can resolve a dispute without going to court and get a good outcome that way, that's often the best approach.
Yeah, that was the question I was going to ask. If there are any alternative dispute resolutions, what are they? Can you enumerate a few of them for us?
Absolutely. So I'll give you three that I see very suitable alternative dispute resolution processes. So the first is negotiation. Negotiation, of course, can happen throughout a court process, but it can also happen before a court process. And it is essentially where you have parties or their legal representatives negotiating an outcome for their clients. Second alternative dispute resolution process that I'll mention is mediation. Yeah. And I think we've done a podcast on mediation, Bertrand, I think, if I remember correctly. But anyway, mediations involve confidentiality in terms of discussions. Yeah. There is a formal process, but the mediator is not a judge. So So the mediator doesn't make any binding decision. The mediator themselves are most of the times an accredited mediator, and lawyers can also be involved in the mediation process. A third very important alternative dispute resolution process to bear in mind is arbitration. And arbitration involves an arbitrator who can make legally binding decisions in some instances. It's still much more cost-effective than going to a court. Lawyers can be present. The arbitrator is a formally appointed person. So that's, I think, three very suitable options and alternatives to going to court. But there is still a time and a place for the court process.
Yeah. If you go through mediation and you're not satisfied, can you then proceed to the court system?
Absolutely. Most of the time, mediation is a required step in the court process. So mediations can happen before actually bringing a matter to court. But if a matter hasn't been mediated, what courts do as part of their overall case flow management is make orders saying that parties have to go to mediation before a trial can take place. If the mediation fails, then the trial occurs. There are some very, very rare instances in which mediation won't be ordered. So we had a case in the federal court recently where we were keen to mediate to try and resolve the situation on the instructions that were given by our client.
Yeah.
But the court took the view that even if we went before a mediator, the case would be very, very unlikely to settle. So the court, in that rare circumstance, didn't order any mediation.
So you had to go through the court system, yeah.
And start the trial, yes. But that's a very rare scenario.
Yeah, this is very, very good to know. Now, what's your key takeaway for today's episode?
Sure. So always think about dispute resolution and the alternative approaches, because it can sometimes be much more cost-effective and efficient. Also remember that the statistics and recent professional data indicates that something like 90% of cases actually settle. So if a matter does go to the court, and if somebody is involved, you know, if one of our listeners are involved in a court process, it's good to remember that such a high percentage of cases settle, so the likelihood of going before a judge and actually having a judgment made at trial is very, very low indeed.
Matthew Karakilakis, thank you so much for talking to us today.
As always, Bertrand, an absolute pleasure.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.